I remember when my siblings and I were young kids. Every year my mother would say to us, "New year, new law, new regulations." Now that was not because we were unruly kids, but my mother had the idea that the new year should have some change. For us, I have no idea in what ways, but we had the reminder. It is not a bad idea to plan to make changes. We are still in the first month of the new year, and I have no doubt some of us have made new commitments. We resolve to lose weight, to eat more veggies and less junk, to spend more time exercising and taking our vitamins, to take longer walks, join a gym, and on and on. The understanding is that these plans will last for all of 2 weeks. Maybe by now some of you have quit the effort. However, there is no doubt these changes would be beneficial for our bodies physically. What about also making new plans to commit to daily Bible reading, prayers, regular church attendance, volunteering to participate and maybe lead a church project? These are changes that will nurture the soul and revive the spirit. Together with the physical changes, that would be a fit body. In today's Bible readings, we hear about change and about our ability to bring about change. The reading from the book of Isaiah echoes last Sunday's Old Testament reading. God declared that we belong to him. The reading says, "I have called you by name, you are mine." In today's reading, we hear, "You shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give." Look at the beautiful change that will take place. You shall be a crown of beauty, a royal diadem in God's hand. No more will you be called forsaken, no more desolate, but a delight. The most beautiful picture is a relationship with us and God. It is like a marriage with the bridegroom rejoicing over his beautiful bride. What a change. Can you think of times in your life when situations made you feel depressed, oppressed, forgotten, and inadequate? A time when you thought things could not get any worse. Everything just seemed dark and ugly. Whatever was happening, whether it was illness, loss of job, family disruption, whatever, today you are here in the church of God worshiping. God has changed the situation. He can bring beauty into every ugly situation. So just as in Isaiah, before you had ugly names that were named to you, and he changed those names to be names of beauty. So in every situation, God can change the condition. As Psalm 30 says, God can turn our mourning into dancing. God has given us many gifts to nourish our spiritual lives that will strengthen us, assist us in encouraging and enlightening others. We need to make changes to recognize our gifts. The Spirit of God will reveal to us the gifts if we are open and responsive to his prodding. We are blessed with many spiritual gifts, and the list we have in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to 11, is not the total list. We are equipped with these abilities to help ourselves and others. We need to step forward in faith and ask God to show us what we should do. We are not always aware of what talents we have until we make the move. Apply ourselves. Be the change you want to see in others, in your family, in your friends, in your neighbors, even in the church. Our ultimate goal is to be in a right relationship with our God, and so be his hands and feet in the world. The gospel reading records the first miracle Jesus performed, and this miracle is commonly known as turning water into wine, or changing water into wine. The reading calls it Jesus' first sign. It is a well-known story, and one that has been misused or misinterpreted by some who like excessive drinking. The message is not that Jesus provided the best wine so everyone who is not yet drunk could drink the best wine and all would go home drunk. No, the message is about the change that Jesus Christ can bring into our lives. Think of an ordinary thing as water, just plain water. And in this case, this water was used for washing feet. Jesus is teaching us that when we love and trust him, he can use the most mundane situation in our lives and make it the most splendid. This truth is seen many times throughout the Gospels as Jesus changes the condition of people. He heals the blind using mud. He uses his saliva. He sent the leper to bathe in the murky waters of the Jordan. He just touches, and healing takes place. Let us look at the gospel reading a little closer. There is a wedding. Jesus, his disciples, and his mother were all invited. Everyone is having fun. They have drank all the wine. Why do you think Mary told her son that the wine was finished? Was he rich, so she was suggesting that he should send to buy more? I think not. Jesus' family were humble, ordinary people living on a carpenter's wages. Mary's intuition was at work. Remember, Jesus is now about 30 years old. I am sure there had been many occurrences throughout the years that made Mary aware of the extraordinary child she had birthed. She knew Jesus could change the situation. What good is a party without the drinks? Notice how Jesus answers his mother, though. Sounds kind of rude, doesn't it? Calling her woman. And as it were, telling her to mind her own business. It was not their wedding. It was that there were only the guests at the wedding. Let the host deal with the situation. Reflecting on last Sunday's gospel reading, there was a similar exchange between Jesus and his parents. Jesus had remained behind in the temple after his parents and other people had left to go home. When they finally found him and expressed their concern, Jesus answered harshly, or so I think. Don't you know that I must be in my father's house? In other words, be about my father's business? Jesus was in fact reminding his parents that he had a mission to accomplish. At the wedding, Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come." What did Mary understand by this? We know that her feelings were not hurt because she instructed the servants to do whatever he told them. However, it seems that Jesus' hour came soon after that condition because he soon told the servants to fill the water pots with water. You know the results. That water turned out to be the best wine. The sentence in the brackets in the Bible reading explained that the servants knew that the water had turned wine. I wonder if they had taken a sip before they brought the wine to the chief steward. But neither the chief steward nor the bridegroom knew from where this wine came. Jesus, Mary, and the servants knew. Here are some points to consider. Mary was humble, believing, and intuitive. The servants were available, willing, and obedient. The disciples believed in Jesus when they saw the miracle. Are we like the servants? Are we available, willing, and obedient? They were part of the change that took place. They knew the inside secret. With the gifts God has given us, we can be part of the change in our home, in our community, wherever we are. What is your role in the life of the church? Can you sing? Join the choir. Can you read well? Offer to become a lector. Vestry will take place in a few weeks. Have you been asked to consider participating or leading in a project, a ministry, or a group? What has been your reply? Pray about it. If you were asked, you were asked for a reason. Do you feel inadequate, unskilled, or maybe just shy? Our Lord equips all those he calls. Many times we block our ears to the call of the Spirit, and I will interject here and make another call. I'm giving you an invitation. Do you care about the needs of others? Do you care about the sick and those that just need a visit from somebody from the church? Do you believe in prayer? Even if you don't think you know how to pray, be willing to pray. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The invitation is for you to become a member of the prayer group. It's not a strong group. It's looking for strong praying people that are not in there yet. Consider becoming a member of this group. Be the change you want to see in others and what others will see in you. There is a saying, you cannot give what you do not have. So true. Build a deeper relationship with God, and you will see how many changes take place in your life. We need to grow in our faith. For too long, we are milk users. We need to become meat believers. As we go day after day, let us put down stronger, deeper roots. Roots that are firmly rooted in Christ. When we are thus rooted for ourselves, we will have the ability, and we will become bold to tell others about the love of Christ. May God enable us to grow in Him, to commit to the changes that enhance not only our physical bodies, but also our spiritual lives. Amen.